This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. A Pakistani passenger jet with 98 on board crashed today in a crowded area near the southern port city of Karachi. Civil aviation officials say there are at least two survivors, despite early reports that all aboard had been killed. The Airbus 320 was operated by state-run Pakistani International Airlines, which had just resumed pandemic flight operations to mark the end of Ramadan. The plane was flying from Lahore to Karachi when it crashed into a residential district. A witness said the pilot tried two or three times to land before the plane went down. No word on casualties on the ground, where five or six houses were destroyed. Video showed the jetliner flying low with flames coming from one of its engines. China is threatening to impose new national security legislation on its semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong, and the United States has been quick to respond. The new proposal could apparently see Beijing place its intelligence agencies in the global financial hub, raising fears of direct enforcement by Chinese authorities. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today called on China to reconsider its plan, which he called arbitrary and disastrous. The latest pandemic numbers compiled by Johns Hopkins University, more than 5.1 million coronavirus cases worldwide, with over 333,000 lives lost. The COVID-19 death toll here in the United States is heading toward 95,000. The spread of the virus is accelerating in Latin America, Russia, and the Indian subcontinent. India, with 1.3 billion people, has seen its biggest single day of new cases. The same is true for Mexico and Brazil. Pakistan and Russia have had their highest one-day death toll.